Okay, today's daf is Erevin, daf Nun Dalet, and today we're going to talk about Chash Barosho Yasok Batorah. That's the Gemara here on daf Nun Dalet, Amin Aleph, when somebody is not feeling well, learn Torah, says the Gemara, in the middle of, towards the top. If somebody is traveling and he does not have anyone traveling with him, levaya, so it's somewhat dangerous to be able to be on the road by yourself. So yasak batora shnemer kiv livyas chein heim, because they are a adornment to you. The Torah can be an adornment and protect you. And then the Gemara continues. Rabbi Shua ben Levi continues. Chash barosho yasak batora. If somebody has a headache. Right, he doesn't feel well. So Yasuk be Osuk Batorah, and that could help him. Shnemer Kiv Livias Chein Heim LeRoshecha. Chash Bigrono Yasuk Batorah. If somebody is chash in their garon Yasuk Batorah, right, they have a throat issue. Shnemer VaAnakim LeGargarosecha. Chash B'Meav Yasuk Batorah. If somebody's stomach giving him some issues. Shnemer Ki Rifus Tia LeSarecha Sharecha. Sarecha. Chash ba'atzmosav yasak batorah. If somebody feels it in their bones, shemar v'shikui latzmosecha. Chash b'chol gufo yasak batorah. Somebody is chash in their whole body yasak batorah. Shemar l'chol b'saro marpe. Right, and that's the medicine of all is the Torah. Amar v'yehuda barchiya bo re'e shloki midas ha-kadosh baruch hu midas basav adam. Hashem is not like a human being. Midas ha-basav adam. Adam no sin sam l'chaveiro. L'zei yafel l'zei kasha. If somebody gives medicine to their friend, some type of psalm, it's good for this person, it's not good for that person. There are side effects, right? And it's not, it might help the heart, but it might hurt the eyes. All different, there's nothing perfect. Avakadosh Baruch Hu ain't okay. No nasan Torah liYisrael, sam chayim l'chol gufo. He gives a psalm, he gives the Torah. So that's an elixir for all the guf. Shnemar u'l'chol b'saro marpe. L'chol b'saro marpe. Good. So this is the background of Chash Barosho, using Torah to feel better, so to speak. Just before we start, the main sugis that we'll talk about, the Sharm Sinan Balach is mayor, that it says Chash Barosho. Chash, throughout Chazal, means Mechush. Mechush Ba'alma, a slight headache, a slight pain. If somebody's in tremendous pain, then it might be that the Torah is not good for him, and he has to take a rest, and he can't focus. Right? Lefisa Matakamar Chash Barosho, Yachzav Baktorah, Hainu She'inu Alachshash Kal Yasok Batorah. Avamishishishlo Ke'ev Rosh Gadol, Ein Ha'ian Tovlo. And he quotes that from other sources, and yinini chusa to be able to tzilusa in order to come up with the proper halacha. But either way, that's chash barosho. There is a question that the mefarshim ask on this gemara, and that is from the gemara in Shvuas and Naftesvav. The gemara there says that you're not allowed to use Torah for your own benefit to get a refuah. Says the gemara in the name of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, same person talking. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says. Also, lehisrapos b'divrei Torah. It's also to be misrape with Torah. So, how could our Gemara here say that if you're not feeling well, then you can yasok b'Torah, and that's what you should do? Rav Shimon Levi himself says, also lehisrapos b'divrei Torah. And the Rambam quotes this, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes this. The Rambam Hilchas Akum in Perak Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis, Yud Aleph Yud Beis. The Rambam says, quoting this Gemara. Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Halochish al Hamaka, Vikore Pasuk min HaTorah, Vechea Kore al Tinok, Shelo Yivas, Haminiach Sefer Torah, Tfilin al Kadam Shel Shishan, Lodai Shein, Lehen Shein Bechal Chavir Menachshim, El Shein Bechal Kofrim BaTorah. You deny Torah if you try to use Torah for your benefit. Shehein Osin Divrei Torah Rifus Guf, Ve'enon Ela Rifus Nefashos, Shenemer V'yuchayim L'Nafshecha. Avala bari shakar psukano mitalim, ktesha dogan love schus kriyasan vinatsal mitzers van zagamar is a mutter. Right? You know, they use the Torah for refua, but a healthy person for protection, that would be okay. So we'll have to get back to that. But again, the Gemara says, also listrapos bedevre Torah, so why is it allowed if chash barosho? So says the Tosfas there in Shvuas Tesvav, that b'makam sakana, for sure it's okay. Tosfas there says, here, also the Sabbath of the Torah, Vahada Amar b'Mesecha Shabbos Leishta Bas Yoma Liyama Le Mahachi Vayar Malach Hashem Elav Vayar Malach Hashem Elav. Right, there's other Gemaras that you use psukim in order to save yourself. Sakanta Shaini. If it's sakanas, then that's different. Number one. But Achronim, the Marsha here and the Torah Schaim there, the Marsha and the Torah Schaim there give different a different shot, and that is it depends how you're using it. Depends how you're using it. The way the Rambam described it is, if you're using it as an incantation and you're using it in a voodoo type of way, that's the problem. That's the problem of us l'shavas b'devei Torah. If you're just learning and you hope that the schus of your learning is going to make you feel better, so then that's fine. That's not a problem. It says the Marsha right here. V'loshayach b'zeh us l'shavas b'devei Torah adam l'shavas b'devei Torah k'darina perakam b'deshvuos yishlom adayinu shemiskavim lomar pasuk l'refuah aval derech limudo v'adei d'shari. Right, it's okay, derech limudo. That's just stam learning. That's what the Taras Chaim also says there in Shvuas Daf Nesov. You see the Gilin Hashas here points to the Taras Chaim. V'yavagav the Rishu ben Levi gufei kamar berak perketz ma'abrin chash broso yasab gatora shner kiloves chein hein l'roshecha chash bergoni yasab gatora shiny hacha sheomer psukim derech lachash. Like the Rambam quoted, Aval Hasa, meaning here, Iri Sha'osik B'Talmud Torah, L'Shem Shamayim, L'Kayim Mitzvah Hashem, Shetziva Lilmod. Right? You're learning Torah. Why? Because there's a Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Umiskamin She'yoa Lo Zchus Talmud Torah, She'yisrapi Michol Yon. You also have Kavana that the Zchus of Talmud Torah should help you get healed. V'Lakach Shapir. That's okay. Demisha Zchus Talmud Torah, who Echad Min Azchuyos, Shadam Ocha Perosim Balam Azeva Ken Kemet Olam Abba. That's one of the greatest Zchuyos that we have of Talmud Torah. And therefore, that wouldn't be a problem. So, Sakana Shiny, or difference between reciting purely for the Refuah versus regular learning. Both the Marsha and the Taras Chaim give another answer. Back to the Marsha. The Marsha says here, V'yodei Shlomar, Tahacha Lo Bechala Rosho Kfar Ka'amar. Ela b'chash b'rosho shelo yavo lidecho limamish ula agune ba'alma b'divrei Torah shari. Healing versus protection. That's the difference, right? We have this chiluk also on medicines on Shabbos. But the Marsha here says, if you're already sick and you want to use Torah to get better, that's not allowed. But for protection, to learn in order to stay healthy, k'devrin ha'asam, right? And that's exactly what the Gemara says there. If you look back in Shavuos, on that same daf, the Gemara talks about Hechi Avid Hachi, how did Rabbi Shua ben Levi himself use certain psukim to protection? He's not allowed to be Mesrabah v'divrei Torah. And the Gemara answers, Lahagain Shiny. Lahagain Shiny, right, that for protection it is okay. And that's what the Rama himself says. The Rama himself, in Perek Yudalef, the Rama that we just read, but now just to emphasize what he said, Aval Habari Shekara Psukim. O Mizmar Mitilim, Kadesha Tagin Alev Sos Kriyasan. If you're healthy and just doing it for protection, V'yinatzal Mitzaras V'nezakim, Hareze Mutter, that would be Mutter, and that's based on that Gemara that the Gemara says there in Shavuos, right, the Shir Shel Pagoyim. That's what some people say, certain paragraphs by in the Kriyas Shema Lamita, it's in the Siddurim, for protection, for B'yad Chav Kidruchi. Right, that's what the based on the Gemara. So that's the answer number two of the Torah of the Marsha, and the Taras Chaim also says that answer as well. The Odner, the Hasam Nami Lahagin Ayri, the Chash Barosho, the Kamar Hainu Shu Choshe Shema Yavuli Keiv Rosho, the Lakach Gasuk Batar V'Tagin Alav Shel Yavuli De Keiv Rosh V'Chein Kulam, and that's all of them. The Lufiza Nicha, the Kamar Nami, that's also fits when the Gemara says Chash Bechol Gufo Yasuk Batara. Demishu chash kvar l'chol gufo kimat l'loef shalei lasak b'Torah. It says chash b'chol gufo. How can you learn Torah if you're already chash b'chol gufo? Avagav demaisi raim in the seder l'chol b'sero marpei, even though it uses that pasuk, umitachziv refus yilasarecha davar hamegen nami refuah karile. But still, something that protects is also called a refuah. Don't say, refuah means you're already sick. No, davar hamegen also means refuah. As the pasuk says in Bishalach, kalamach l'shesadim b'mitzrayim l'asam anach g'neshem rofecha. That's showing I'm not going to put it. Upasha the Kramashva Shish Mario Mi Machalas Mitzrayim Yogin Alav the Karila Refuah. It's still called the Refuah. So therefore, it's okay that the pasuk quoted is Refuah, even though that is what it means. So Tosva says it's motor because of Sakana, the Marshal and Taras Chaim. Number two, it's motor because of using it L'shem Refuah purely versus learning regularly and just using the side effects Chus. Number three, Lahagain Shiny. The Meiri is quoted, I didn't see it in the mid here, but the Meiri is quoted by others that say maybe this Gemara doesn't really mean Yasuk Batorah of that you're going to use it for a Refuah. It's not exactly what it means. Says the Meiri, possibly what it means here. Just find the Meiri. The Meiri says here, in the name of Reb Shlomo b'Rebbe Moshe, she'ein apirish kipshuto she'divrei Torah heim refua l'keiv harosh ela kavanas ha'gemara lomar she'gam im adam hu chalush hateva v'choshe shelimudo yachlishu yoser. It just means even if you're chash barosho, don't worry about learning Torah. Alo lachshov kein. Don't think that it's going to hurt you. Liman haTorah can never hurt. Liman haTorah shomeres es brias gufo. Or a little bit differently, that even if somebody is chash barosho, they still have to learn Torah. Don't think that if somebody doesn't feel well, they have a p'tur. That's the Shevet HaMusar. Sometimes people learn Torah, even though they have a headache, it doesn't stop. But the covenant is lahefech. Sha'af adam shechash barosho, v'kasha alav alimud, eno yachol lihipater michiyuvo. V'chayev lasok b'Torah. Af chash barosho yasab b'Torah is as if it said, and that's the words of the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah, where the Rambam says, there's no p'tur, whoever a person is, so they have a chiyuv to be learning Torah. That's the Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah, where he talks about it doesn't matter who a person is. Perek Aleph Halacha Ches Kalish BiYisrael Chayav B'Talmud Torah Bein Ani Bein Ashir Bein Shalim Begufo Bein Bal Yisurin. Right, that's the that's exactly what this Shevet HaMusar says. Right, even if somebody is having difficulty, Bein Bacher Bein Shalim Zakin Gadol Shtashas Kocha Afilu Ani Hamachazer Al Apsachim Afilu Bal Ishu Banim Chayav L'Kvol Uzman L'Talmud Torah. By Yom Uvalaila Shinamar Vagisva Yom Valaila. Right? Because Koveyasman doesn't matter who a person is. That's part one. Also Lushabas Bidivre Torah had as it fit into this Gemara of Erchash Barosho. How exactly does the Torah work? Again, it relates to the first idea. But how does it work? So it sounds like you read the Gemara, some type of magical skula then one learns Torah. But there are other Pshatim given. If you look in the Prima Gadim in Simen Reish Lamed Tes, which is the simen about Hamapil, as we mentioned, that the minhag, based on the Gemara already, is to say various paragraphs. So if you look in the last line of the Eshel Avram, in Chelek Beis of the Shulchan Aruch, right before Echel Shabbos, the last line, so he talks about this topic, and he says, Va'od Efshar, ki divrei Torah ein merapin klal haguf. Torah doesn't have any direct effect on the guf for refuah. Rak, Ein LaKadosh Baruch Hu BaOlamo El Adal Amos, but we know that Hashem is close to those who learn Torah. So when somebody learns Torah, Adal Amos Shalalacha, VaOzek BaTorah Hashem Imo VeYisurin B'Deilin Mipnei Hashem VeZeh Shamar Ki Ani Hashem Rofecha VaHavein Zeh. It's not that the Torah does anything, but when one learns Torah, Hashem comes. Right, as we know, Hashem comes and listens the Gemara and Brachas. Even if 10 people, 5 people, 3 people, 2 people, one person learns Torah, the Shechina is there. And therefore, if the Shechina is there, it's all good. And there's no Yisurin if the Shechina is right there. And therefore, that's how it works. It's not the Torah, but it's Hashem. Hashem is the one that's Refuah, not the Torah. That's idea number one. Besides, again, the pashas of some type of skula. If you look in Rav Shlomo Kluger, Ha'elef Lecha Shlomo, says Rav Shlomo Kluger, in Simon Shin Nun Ches, that Limud HaTorah brings Kaparas Avonos. Because, how what? You're going to say there's a refuah, and Hashem still sees the stains on your soul? No, it must be that Hashem forgives you, and that's why Memela things get better. Vadai, the Divrei Torah Mechaprin, Lomi Boyim Lomi Tzeder Kachim, not only learning Karbanos, the Zegolui Mamaram Zal, because that's the Feirish in Chazal, Zos Torah Slaola, Af Gam Im Lomi Shar Inyanim, Nerisha Mechaper. Any type of learning, says the Rav Shlomo Kluger, is Mechaper on Averis. And now he quotes our Gemara, Chosh Barosho Yasok Batorah, Chosh Bamev Yasok Batorah, Vilimdo Mikra de Rifus Yelas Arecha, Vihine, says Rav Shlomo Kluger, Kivan de Lachosh Rakarish Baruchu, David Dina, below Dina, Hashem is not going to do a crooked din, Ubevadai, and if he's Mekel, so it's because he wiped out the sins. So, ubevadai havi aide avon, if somebody has something happening to them, so it must be because it's for perfecting their soul, imkein ma yoelo esakatora imotikin avono. It's like tovav v'sheres biado. So, how does esakatora help if you still have these chiyuvim? Ubal karchach muchach da torah machaper avon. Are ein refuos haguf beli refuos hanefesh. Tchila. The tchila ba benefesh v'imenu misno tzeitz laguf. That's Rav Shlomo Kluger in his way of understanding this Gemara. So again, pashtus is a skula. Number two is the Prima Gadim in Reish Lama Tess in the Eshel Avram, the last line, Yerweh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how it helps. Rav Shlomo Kluger says it must be Kavaras Avonos. And one other idea, the Nefesh HaChaim, obviously you can't have this type of topic without talking about the Nefesh HaChaim. The Nefesh HaChaim, Rechaim Yivalazhin in Shar Dalet, which is all about Talmud Torah and Perach Haftes, he talks about the Kabbalistic idea, which many quote, and Mr. Brewer quotes this at the beginning of Chela Gimel, and that is how every mitzvah is connected a different aver of the body. Yadua bezohar, sha'tariyag mitzvahs heim mechuvanim connected tariyag evarim v'gidim sheba adam. Uba asos ha'adam achas b'mitzvahs Hashem karoi, when somebody does one of the mitzvahs properly, miskadesh al yada oso ha'aver ha'mechuvan negda. That limb is sanctified and purified. Umechaye oso, and gives it life. Oh, in Bavin is Damin Liyado Achim Mitzvah Hashem Shelo Seosena, or an Avera, Vinimna Upiresh Velo Asa, Asher Alav Amru Chazal, right? Yashav Adam Velo Asa Avera, Nosan Los Charkos a Mitzvah. Nitar Vinis Kadesh Gamkain, Oso Agira Prati, Hamachuvan Kenegda, right? Also, that part of the body that is Mechuvan Neged, that Avera, also becomes purified. Moshe Amar Akasu, Elam Mitzvah Shiyasa Osama Adam, Vachai Bohem. Amnam, kisha adam osik bat Torah, but when a person learns Torah, ksiv be'ilchol b'sero marpe, it's for the whole body. The whole body, the whole flesh, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, and he quotes our Gemara, chash b'rosh yasak bat Torah, chash b'grona yasak bat Torah, he quotes the whole Gemara, v'chein b'yikar rab, but he quotes this from the Midrashim also, v'chein lehepich, the opposite. Chas v'shalom, avon bitul Torah, hu gamkein kineged kulam. Ki ba'avar alachas b'mitzvah Hashem, nifgam rak oso ha'ever, o hagid, levada mechuvan kinegda. But bitul Torah is pogim es kol ever of v'gidav. Because Torah is the way we connect to Hashem directly, and if we don't use that opportunity, so then it is going to affect us negatively. And that's what the Gemara says in Brachas, Yefashvesh, Yishmais, B'mais. If you can't find anything else, it must be the Mia Bittul Torah. Okay, that's number two topic. How exactly does it work? So again, we spoke about how could Ripui B'divrei Torah, a couple of ideas regarding that. Number two, how exactly does the school of work? And let's talk about number three, Kavana when it comes to Talmud Torah. We mentioned before, if somebody learns and then along the way he also has in mind the schus for the refuah, that's okay. That's okay. Well, what should one be thinking about when one learns? Again, there's generally mitzvah srichas kavana, rein srichas kavana, which means generally, I'm doing this mitzvah, l'shem Hashem commanded me to do the mitzvah. But there are certain mitzvahs that have a specific kavana to them. The Bach in Ilchus Sukkah says, sukkah, tefillin, and tzitzis have a specific kavana when you do that, when you do those specific mitzvahs. But what are we supposed to think about when we learn Torah? So there are many different ideas that we can think about, right? If you look in the Shari Talmud Torah, beautiful Sefer, Shar Aleph Perek Gimel, he talks about, well, Talmud Torah has a couple of goals in mind. And therefore, number one, Limud Amanas Lasos. That's number one. When I learn, I should learn in order to know what to do, especially learning the practical areas of halacha that I'm supposed to be able to know what to do. If I don't learn about Hilchos Shabbos, I can't keep Hilchos Shabbos. If I don't know Hilchos Kashrus, I can't keep Hilchos Kashrus. And that's the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Lo ha-medrash ikar el ha-maisa. Ha-lo meid amanas la-asos. Ma-spikim biyado lo-modo lo-lambid lishmar v'la-asos. That's definitely number one aspect of learning Torah in order to know what to do. And that's what he quotes from the grandson of the Rambam, Rabbi David, Vamadrega Hazos, Amanas Lasos, Hiho El Yona, Lefisha Misha Yilmad Batorah, Vyehela Tachlis Bakashaso, She is Galulo Mishpateha, Vyistako Bisodeha, Bavur She Yelech Bidrachea, Vyase Amitzvos. You have to know what to do. So if you know what to do, that's number one, for sure. As we know, the Beis HaLevi talks about this in a Sefer on Sefer Shmos, the two different aspects of Talmud Torah. There's Limud Lishma, which we'll get back to, and Bez Hashem, and Limud Amanas La'asos. And women, of course, women are parted from Talmud Torah, they're not parted from Limud Amanas La'asos. Obviously, they have to know what to do. And therefore, as a Hechsher Mitzvah, they have to learn in order to know what to do. That's Limud Amanas La'asos, number one. Number two, a second idea, again, and there are many makoros related to all of this, is Limud Amanas La'das. In order to know, not just to know what to do, but just to understand the MS of the Torah, right? That's the Rambam's Lashon in Pirshei Mishnayos in Sanhedrin. V'lo tia etzlo tachlis limud ha-chachma el la-da'as osa bilvad. To know it. Rabbi Nahar in the Makar that we've quoted in the past. We'll get back to this hopefully at this time. In the Dharma Daf Memches. Mitzvahs limud shehu inyin tzir ha-lev v'yediyas ha-emes. Iker atzivui kedei letzayir haemes ulehisanig leanos b'mada l'samech levavo v'sichlo. In order to develop his mind to know, to understand the Torah, number one, that is limud amanas lasos and limud amanas ladas. Rechaim Yivalajan also talks about this often, where he talks about just knowledge of the Torah itself, connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that way. That might be a third idea, but that is number two. Limud amanas lasos, limud amanas ladas. Number three, he quotes, limud kedei lagia ledveikus b'Hashem. To be davuk b'Hashem. This is the Bach in Siman Mem Zayin. V'nira dekava, in Hilchas Birchas HaTorah. V'nira dekavanoso yizbarach me'olam ha'yisa shaniya oskim b'Torah kedei shetisatzeim nishmasenu ba'atzmus v'ruchanius v'kedushas makar motzei HaTorah. So we can be connected to Hashem kedei shetistabek nishmosenu v'gufenu b'ramach yivram v'shasagidan b'ramach mitzvah zasei v'shasalos zasei shebatorah. V'im lo ha'yu oskim b'Torah ala kavan hazos ha'yu heima merkava v'eichal shkinasi yisbarach b'ocho b'lashma, quotes the Gemara in Nedarim. But that is a third idea. So again, amanas lasos, amanas ladas, amanas to be magia to dveikus b'Hashem. Again, there's a lot more. Those are some of the kavanas. There's a whole idea about what lishma means. The Rishon already talked about. There are different chazals about lishma versus lo lishma. We just quoted one in the last year in Sukkah Memtes. Torah chesed is Torah lishma. Torah yenu shal chesed, Torah shalol lishma. What exactly does lishma mean? So shalol lishma, there are different levels. Al menas to be called Rebbe. That's one shalol lishma. Right? Al menas lekanter, to just cause problems. I'll learn a little Torah in order to be able to cause problems to the rest of the Talmid HaChachamim. That's also shalol lishma. But what exactly does lishma mean? Again, that is a big topic. And it could be any of the ones that we just mentioned. Amanas lasos, amanas lidavik b'Hashem, amanas ladas. All those could be types of lishma. One could also, one more, learn l'shem tainug. Right, that's what the Egle Tal says. Not l'shem tainug, intellectual stimulus, nothing to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if somebody learns Torah, because Hashem told him and he enjoys it and he loves it, and that's part of his kavanah is to enjoy the Talmud Torah as part of the religious experience, that's also okay. That's the famous words of the Hakdama to the Egle Tal, where he said that the big mistake people have, that the highest level of learning is not to enjoy it. No, enjoy it, and that can be part of the experience, and that relates to that Rav Avraham Nahar that we just mentioned in Nedarim Memches, that the principle of mitzvos lav lehenosenu does not apply to Talmud Torah, because the ikert sivui, part of it is lehanos from the Torah that one learns. Okay, a lot more here about Torah, but we'll stop here.